my goodness. I'm looking at this right now.
We got the live reaction, folks.
This is so beautiful. Seriously, I'm starting to tear up. My God. Yesterday, you were early. Last night, on time. Right now, you late. Welcome to You Late with Jasmine the Kaiser, here to give you the rundown of last night and what's coming up. You Late is presented by Buzzr, the hottest new app for watching the best moments in live sports. Download Buzzr in the App Store or wherever you get your apps and never miss a moment with Buzzr. And now the W is back.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I am feeling pretty darn good. It is darn. Friday. But every time it's Friday, it is Friday. Basketball in general is back. The W season starts tonight. Ooh. Playoff basketball is back. I am back in my happy place.
We know. Last night was a struggle. Like, there was no hoops. And we all had to, like, get outside and get to know each other. It was not great. 3 of 10, would not recommend.
Wow. I'm sorry that you had to interact with people.
I'm sorry to that fella I went out with, because I hope he don't listen to this.
Well, guess we're not getting him on the podcast now, are we? We spilling any tea, or that was just was that?
It was okay. It was just regular, degular, schmegular. Like,
No wonder you didn't like it.
I mean, no, it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Thursday night. There
what
was
does
nothing.
That mean?
There was nothing happening. I didn't feel no chemistry. He was obviously elated to be out with me.
Obviously, yes, sir. Energy, yes, sir. Let him know. This is why you made that quote tweet.
Which one?
It all adds up.
You
recognize greatness when it's in front of you.
You didn't even interact because
I was blown away.
No, it takes a lot to get Nikias's attention because he has like 100,000 followers. So I'm like, this is probably just like one of many quote tweets he gets.
Well, that's not true, but it's a good attempt.
Anyway, let's start with the W. I am back. I'm here for the Sparks.
Mm-hmm. It tracks.
It's crazy because you know me being from Atlanta. I want to root for the Dream. I really do.
Do you?
But I do. But, you know, sometimes my Cali roots and my love for the Lakers bring mm-hmm. me into Sparks territory. It's like that old show, Sparks, Sparks, and Sparks. You remember that, or are you too young?
Wow, what a loaded question.
Sorry.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar, so you are too young. It has that guy from Juana Man, Terrence Howard, and I think Uncle Phil.
Okay.
Go watch that. It's one of them shows where I was telling a group of people about it, and they legit made me feel like I was crazy.
Lovely. So there were no Sparks during your date, and now you are here for the basketball team. We have come full circle. This is
come on, y'all. Come on, A+ Sparks. We gotta make up the difference because there was no Sparks, no chemistry, no nothing. Let's get it.
Before I give my basketball take, you know how upset I would be if I went on a date with someone and I was like, let me pop on this podcast. And I just hear I'm just getting eviscerated by my date and also a dude I just don't know.
No, but you know what? He doesn't know who, okay, this sounds super pretentious. He doesn't know who I am. Like, he doesn't even know my last name, so he couldn't Google me. And I like to go out with people and have them think I'm just a regular person. Oh, damn.
Hook, line, and sinker. This is...
I don't want them to know Pod Jazz or Twitter Jazz or anything. Like, I just want them to know me.
But you are all of that, though. That's the problem. That seems to be the disconnect with you when you have these situations.
It's different, you know? Like, are you the exact same person? Oh, you are. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you... You know, I'm dropping puns and talking about basketball offline just like I am here.
So. I do the same thing and I'm just as random. But, you know, people who don't know me, they think I'm cool.
You okay. are cool.
Oh, well, thanks. Queer to you. Oh, damn.
Wow. Okay. So the Sparks are playing the Sky. It's going to be Candace Parker's first game against the Sparks, which is going to be fun, or at least first one in LA. So that's fun. That is part of a doubleheader on NBA TV, if you have that. The second game is the one I'm here for. Aces Mercury, revenge season. Ready to see what the new look Aces look like. Ready to see the offense open up a little bit. It's going to be fun.
You're here for the threes.
I am here for the threes.
I feel like that's all you've been talking about.
Look, I'm ready for Asia Wilson's second MVP. You know, it's about that time. Floor's gonna be open, floodgates open. She's also dropping buckets on your head top.
Oh god. Let me shout out the Fever from Indiana, my people in Indiana. Really. I'm just here for Destiny Henderson. So
wow. Shout out to the new look Fever. And the late game, we got Link Storm. Breonna Stewart is one of the best basketball players ever. Always got to sign up when she's on the court. I really want to see what the Lynx are going to look like. Because normally it's like, okay, Sylvia Fowles is going to be there. This is year 15 for her. This is going to be her last season, Hall of Fame career. One of the best bigs we've ever seen. And I was ready for more Nafisa Collier. Just wanted to see what the growth is going to look like. She's already one of the best defenders in the sport. Versatile scorer. Can do a little bit of everything. But she is currently out with child. Or with child pending, I should say. So not sure when she'll...
child pending?
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's actually had the baby yet.
But oh, God.
That's, you know, the Lynx are going to have to fill that void somehow. That's
shout out to women. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Shout out to women. Yeah,
don't be sorry about that.
Strong enough to bear the children and then get back to business. Oh, come through, Beyonce. I don't know why that was a mouthful.
Me either, but it's okay. I appreciate the effort. But fun opening slate weekend games as well. Sun Liberty, if you want to see. That's the new look Liberty as well. Sabrina Ionescu should be back. More Benaja Laney, who broke out last season. We're going to see more Natasha Howard because we saw, 5 minutes of her last season. She was the big addition heading into last season for them. So that should be fun as well. And the Sun, let's see if they can get over the hump, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that. That was a...
Because I don't think they can. So,
sheesh. All right.
Shall we move over to the MNBA?
Yes. Shout out Ari Chambers.
Okay. So tonight, your Heat play and the Sixers. I feel like these about to be two blah games.
Wow.
And I'm hoping that I'm wrong. It hasn't happened yet, but there's a first time for everything.
It's going to put a pin in that one, but we do have Heat Sixers tonight. Last I've seen, doesn't look like Joel Embiid's going to be able to play. During the sideline report Chris Haynes gave during game 2 of the Heat Sixers series, he said that Joel Embiid was just now being able to look at his phone screen without being irritated on Tuesday.
And that could have been due to anything, though.
I mean, when you're dealing with a concussion, like that's a bit of a tough scene. If that's where he's at,
I look at my phone screen and I get very irritated. So
not everyone is famous like you, though. Like, I don't know if that's...
You are smart ass.
Wow. Okay. Woo. Heat Sixers. Yes, sir. Let's see if James Harden can spruce it up. Let's see if their role players can actually knock down shots because they've been open. Just hasn't gone well for them. And then Suns Mavericks. Can Luka Doncic come back from what happened to him in the fourth quarter of game 2? Because good Lord.
He it was need open more. In the words of the great Megan Thee Stallion, you need help. You're not going to get past the Suns team. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Not even for a pod promo purposes. Can we just clip that? I need that as like a reaction tweet. I just want to sprinkle that under people's...
Don't do that. Yeah, I do not want to get memed out here.
I just need that portion. Like,
I do not want to be memed. Jared, do me a solid, please.
I need that. And
I know I say that, and I just memed Monica McNutt, but... I'm not trying to be memed out here. I'm not a personality, so stop it.
Well, that's a lie. That's fine, though.
So, yeah. I'm picking the Suns, obviously. You?
Yeah, I just think the Mavericks are a bit overmatched in this one. So, we'll see. I mean, there always exists a world in which they hit enough threes. And maybe Phoenix has an off night, but like from a personnel and from like a scheme perspective, Phoenix has counters for everything Dallas wants to do. So it's just going to boil down to who's executing the most at that point.
It won't be the Mavericks. We got a chance to talk to one of our favorite people in sports media, half woman, half amazing, half a spinsters, just everywhere. Jordan Liggins. We talked the W, we talked apologetic exes, all kinds of shit. We hope you enjoy.
Joining us for our late slip interview is, hold on, let me get the scroll together. So we have co-host of Spinsters, We have some Jordan brand content. We have you hosting a show for Buckets. You do WNBA content as well. Jordan Liggins, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for that introduction. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And of course, we have the legendary Jasmine L. Watkins of all of the social media fame.
I wish you would stop saying the L, first of all. And second of all, I heard you on that Spencer's podcast saying that you were a whipping boy, and I'm still not over there.
If you're not over it, how do you think I feel? What do you mean?
I thought that was hilarious. Thanks for listening to Spencer's.
Always. You like, friend, I don't even know. I'm not a podcast person, so I don't really listen to podcasts. I don't even listen to Kaisers. No shade.
Well, I don't do that. That's fine.
But like, I can't think of another podcast that I actually listen to. But you and Haley, obviously, dream team.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so much fun. And sometimes we talk about basketball, sometimes we don't. Both of you guys know we go off on some tangents. Probably talking about Love Island, Love is Blind, some type of love reality show.
I totally want to go on Love is Blind.
Don't tell me that, Jazz. We can make that happen somehow. I don't have it direct connections, but we can make that happen because I'm so invested.
Not
don't
the immediate walk back.
Don't get me high because quick. I be thinking Jordan knows everybody. So once you say
I don't,
I mean, she might.
Don't happen.
Between the two,
I can
you.
Put a filler out there. I do. I know somebody at Netflix. But I want you to go on because if you did watch the last season, and please stop me at any time, I will hijack this whole podcast and turn it into a Love is Blind tribute.
Please do.
But they did all the Black women so wrong on this last season. They showed them. I didn't watch the first season, so I didn't know what to expect.
The first season's hilarious. Oh,
I know. I have to go back. I have to. I already know, you know, who won and what worked out, but I still
not one.
Not one, but
it's a way to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah. But this season, you know, I was like so happy. I was like, wow, look at all these beautiful Black women. Yes, we're about to all find love. And then I realized that they don't make it past like the third episode. And I was so sad. So you would break that barrier for everyone, for all of us.
I hope so. I think what helps you quote unquote win on there, you need a great voice. And so I would take mine down like one octave and start talking through the wall very sensually.
That could work. Put a mic, a microphone. Yeah, I like that.
I was thinking about going on the show. That's why I already have a strategy.
I mean, works for me. Into existence. I respect it. You already have the voice together. You practice the voice in the mirror in the morning. Like how does that work?
I mean,
I'd like to try it out on like to show us or not yet.
Is this okay. The Macy Gray voice or?
No, that's just when I'm like sick. Okay. Yeah. I like to walk on the beach as well. What y'all think?
Great.
All right.
That's good. You know, it's a lot. Talking through a wall could not be easy for anybody, but it is a lot in the voice. I don't think I really thought I went to like what questions I would ask.
Oh yeah.
But going voice is top tier strategy.
I love the real time realization. Jeff's like, oh right, the content. Wow.
No,
you have to participate in the show. Wait.
I'm one of those people where I meet people and I'm always so focused on my own name that I barely remember what their name is. So like a lot of times I meet people, but I'm so focused on saying, hi, I'm Jasmine. Nice to meet you. To fit in.
I have to send you a TikTok because it's this toddler who's just she's practicing her name before she goes into kindergarten. She's like, hi, I'm Haley. Nice to meet you. Hi. She's just practicing it over and over. That's you.
Jordan, you don't send me enough TikToks. So
I don't. They're done. Floodgates open. Now I'll text you back.
Oh, yes. Jordan protects her piece. So she gets to me, you know, within 24 hours, hopefully.
I should have an automatic response. Like, I think that would be such a huge boundary. Like if you text me and I will be like, Jordan will respond when she has a free moment. Here's okay. some music while you wait.
I'm giving away some free strategy with me in text. Like right now I have 22 unread messages, right? But my strategy is if I see it's from Jordan or Haley or Nikias or somebody that I talk to, yeah, I would answer that before the rest of the 22.
Yeah, just that's fair. It, you did make the cut.
Top it was three. Barely.
Let's know. Go.
Like diving over the finish line, but you know, we got there.
And probably one of those unread 22 is an apology note. Remember I was telling y'all before the show how everybody's notes is really just filled with apologies?
Yeah, no, that's yeah, just that's, your
that's
notes.
Just you. Yeah.
Y'all don't have apologies written by people that, you know, like this is my sorry for 2004 or whatever, and you just save them into your notes app. Me neither.
No, I didn't think.
What did I do for people to apologize? I didn't do anything. Did you also not do anything, or they're just confessing past? They're just apologizing for everything.
Are these the holiday texts that you get?
Some of those as well.
I hate those. Oh, see? We don't have to talk about the holiday. Don't text me. If the last time you texted me was on Christmas 2020, do not text me this Christmas saying Merry Christmas. How did I make that cut of all the people that you're texting? Also, we don't do that anymore. That's so like high school. That's the excuse to text somebody. Don't text me.
You'd be surprised. Even at their big age, they still trying it.
The big age.
Oh, no. I remember Nikias, like when we first met, I was telling you how Thanksgiving, Christmas, like it is very hard to get a text back from me because I'm getting so many, oh, you know, how's the family? You don't care about my family.
I care about your family.
I'm going to put it in my calendar to text you on
holidays.
Just a long text saying absolutely nothing. Just telling you what I did the day before and what my plans are for the weekend. And then happy Thanksgiving.
I don't want to fall into the trap of Jordan because you have this like voodoo the spell that you put on people, you know?
Apparently.
I'm telling you. So don't sleep.
You're acting like I'm Medusa or something. I'm gonna like turn you into stone if you look at me. I don't
maybe not stone, but like a lovesick puppy.
I will not comment on this situation public facing, but I will say that I can't help it if people love me.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Energy. No, you're not kidding. But well, energy. Flex.
I am. That's so not me. I'm just kidding.
This must be a Jay thing because this is such Jasmine energy.
I mean, people. I don't have notes of apologies in my notes.
You know what, people trying fair. To get back in your life. You know, like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't appreciate you enough. I don't know. Like all kinds of crap. Like, you know what? I'm just gonna go through and delete them all because I don't look. I just like they're there. That's
what I was going to ask. Like, is this something that, you know, I don't know, you need like motivation. You're like, I need to go out on a run. Let me look back at these texts.
Let me run away from this ex. Me.
Like, why do you save them? That's my number one question.
I think the first couple I saved because I was thinking about.
I was thinking
about getting back together with the person or like whoever sent them to me. So I was like, and then they would fall too high up in the text and I couldn't find them. So I'm like, whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I keep forgetting to delete them, but I am definitely after this episode going to delete them.
So it was like a receipt saving method. Normal people may do a screenshot. You are copy and pasting.
No.
Them in your notes.
Some of them are just like notes sent to me some of them are just like long texts. I can't get them in one thing. And some of these are going back to like iPhone like 5 times. I should really just clean this out. I'm sorry.
What iPhone 5? What year was that? We're going to do some live research on the podcast.
Thanks to old like fucking Steve Jobs, all your stuff just keeps transplanting over.
Like, I'm on the 13 now, Jasmine. That is a big gap. I'm at the teenage iPhone.
iPhone 5 came out in 2013. You're
still talking about toddler iPhone. Oh,
you getting apologies for bricks.
The cloud. It takes everything.
It's fine. I support you in however you need support, but I'm just letting you know that not a lot of people have that. But who knows? Who am I to know?
Sometimes
maybe your audience will come through and be like, "Yeah, of course I do that." So that's on me.
Sometimes in there they say really nice things about me, like amazing things.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a reason to save it. I'm with you there. If you're like, okay, man, I have a pimple under my nose, I'm not feeling too hot, let me go back through these notes when people were saying really nice things about me, and that'll give me a boost. That's a reason to save it. Nothing, no other reason makes sense.
I don't know how we segue from that. I'm gonna be honest.
God, Nikaya, is this how you feel when you talk to me? Because that took a turn.
Yeah, I'll be coming in like, all right, cool, let's talk about the game before. And Jasmine's like, let me tell you about this freezer though. I'm just like, all right, sure, we could do that. So we've now gone from note saving to Medusa to running from the past, figuratively and literally.
Oh my god.
iPhone 5s. Hey, now. And pimples. All right.
I'm here for it all. We're complex humans.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Could not agree more. So the W season starts on Friday.
Yes.
I am very excited.
I'm so excited.
I was on an episode of Spinsters. Post episode, we were getting news about the Minnesota Lynx and them waiving like half the roster and Odyssey Sims being re-signed after an interesting stint with them before, I guess is a nice way to put it.
Interesting is a wonderful way to say it, yes.
Have you had time to like digest what happened with that move? How do you feel about Odyssey Sims being back?
I just want to say that this week in the W is like hell week. Like, so many people are getting waived. I haven't had time to digest any of them because anytime a team tweets, I hold my breath to see what players are getting waived. But with Minnesota, Crystal Dangerfield won Rookie of the Year like yesterday, aka 2 years ago. That is really shocking to me. And Leja Clarendon, they brought them back after they had a really good season. Odyssey Sims, I don't know why those things equal each other. Like, why, because you brought Odyssey Sims, these waves had to happen. That's what I wasn't really understanding. But there is a quote that Cheryl Reeve said like a couple days before all these cuts. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it pulled up, but basically like there's a lot of selfish players, and if you play like this in training camp, you're gonna play like this in regular season, and I've seen enough.
Dun dun dun
like that's a huge statement. I would be terrified. And she made some cuts. She was like, I've seen enough. And that's my only explanation if like they came in out of shape, or they weren't focused, or they, which is just hard for me to imagine, but that nobody's hurt that I know of. So she was just like, wipe it all clean. I don't care.
That's just like, this is my least favorite week because as you said, like there are so many talented players that get waived there. You get the, like the partial suspensions and the full season suspensions. Like, I still don't understand what happened with Gabby Williams last year.
Me like neither. I don't think she knows. either, to be honest.
Yeah, she had her Instagram bio was like a playing in WNBA, I guess, or something to that.
Yeah, effect. It was like somewhere.
Like, well, shoot, if she don't know, I know we don't know either. But it's just kind of tough. I don't like. I think Amanda's OEB was another one. She got her contract was suspended this year since she's still overseas, and so she's not going to be with the Sparks this year.
Oh my goodness!
What's the most surprising cut to you, just league wide?
I think for me, there's two. The one about Crystal Dangerfield was very surprising to me because I was like, you know, this could be her team. Like, yeah. I'm thinking the Lynx could be hers in a couple seasons if she keeps working like she's working. And it's like, oh no, she's not even on the roster. Another one to me was Taya Cooper for the Sparks. Mm. I thought, you know, I went to that preseason game on Saturday against the Mercury. I looked at that Sparks bench and I said, oh no, there are a lot of guards here. This is terrifying for all of them. And me and my fiance were looking at it. We were like, okay, you got Jordan Canada, Kennedy Carter. You have Christy Tolliver, who's not with the team yet. She's an assistant coach for the Dallas Mavericks. So she'll come over when their season's over. It'll be over soon. So she'll be there soon. They had Lexi Brown. They had Arilla Gutierrez. They had so many good guards. And I was like, it's not going to end well for somebody. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think it was going to be Taya. But it makes sense. It's like when those arguments with the All-Star or like, who do you take off if she stays? And that's where I was stuck. I'm like, everyone's great. That it's the WNBA. So I was surprised. But what about you, Nikias?
I guess aside from the obvious ones, like the Aces just drafted Maya Hollingshead.
They traded up to draft her, right?
Traded up for her and didn't make it through camp. I can't say I don't get it, but like also I don't get it. Like that's not normal. Like draft picks not making rosters is a tough reality in the W right now. That's just a roster spot issue. It is a salary machination issue. Ultimately, it's just a lack of teams. Like we need to expand at some point. But like, okay, that's fine.
Where though?
I want that Oakland team. Ooh. I want that Oakland team has been talked about. Lillard's mom has been in the conversation with that. Alana Beard, who is one of my favorite players, she's trying to get that together. How about we bring my Sacramento Monarchs back, like championship program Sacramento Monarchs?
Yep. Sacramento just needs a thought. Winner.
Yeah, because I ain't no Kings fan. Let's split the straight. I'm a Monarchs fan only. Philly, every podcast I've been on with anyone remotely from the Philadelphia area wants a WNBA team. And I think they deserve that because those Sixers, they need something to cheer for. And a WNBA team in Philadelphia would be wonderful.
You see, when I get Philly shit, Nikias says, oh no, don't do that. But I guess it's because you got the fro happening. It's okay.
But you got the fro habit. You know what? Actually, yes, the fro is the entire reason.
Hair goals.
There we go.
Yes.
But no, bring the powers. In my biased opinion, bring the Sting back. Like, get the Sting in Charlotte.
Yes. That would be a great one. Great merch. Say, great colors.
Yes.
I didn't like the merch. I would say bring, although this is a very weird day to say it, the comments. I know the comments.
I know.
Do we want to talk about it? That's a lot. That's.
What do you say? That was. I'm gonna say it.
I'm just.
That was my favorite player when I first saw. Like this was my first foray into the WNBA. So I'm seeing player who shall not be named, and I loved her way more than like Swoops and Tina Thompson. The only player I probably liked more than this lady was Kim Parrott. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, to read in The Athletic what we read today was just very disheartening.
Very disheartening.
There is no place for a coach that treats their players that way and speaks to their players that way. Legendary status or not, that is unacceptable.
And I think that's the hardest part, right? Is because she is such an anchor to this league and such a person that, you know, when we talk about GOAT status and all of these things, her name comes up. But, you know, I read somewhere someone was commenting about it and was just like, you know, that it doesn't mean that great players are great coaches. Like, that is not a automatic thing. A lot of people think it is, especially if you're a point guard. They're like, oh, you're going to be a wonderful coach. No, there's so many things about being a coach, being a people person, how you are mentoring these kids, because that's what they are. There's so much more than that of just like, oh, I'm a great player, so I should be in this position. It is a very sacred position of being a coach. You are transforming people's lives for good or bad. And that's why we should be very careful of who is coaches and get rewarded that job, because it shouldn't just be, oh, you're good at basketball, so you should do this. It's very heartbreaking, honestly.
And it came out of nowhere.
It did.
Yeah. And that's it also did. That's also part of the problem, because this was multiple programs
which
she exhibited this behavior. And it's just like, if I, again, looking at like team records and stuff, like the teams were, I guess, well coached, but or they were successful.
Yeah.
But if it takes all of that, you can't have that. You can't have that.
And something too that I heard was like, it was kind of known in the women's basketball world, like a secret that some people in the women's basketball world were holding or not having an avenue to speak out about it. Nobody was asking about it because of this person's legendary status. And that's one of the worst parts for me, like that no one should be off limits or, you know, showing their true colors. But yeah, I wasn't gonna say the Houston comments just specifically of today.
Literally
yesterday you would have asked me. But there are still wonderful players that were on that Houston comments team. Cheryl Swoops, I have a story about her coming out, and Tina Thompson, like phenomenal players that really shaped this league that deserve their flowers and deserve a team to come back if it was just to honor them. Like, they were wonderful.
I think I was just upset by the way the league allowed them to fold. And that, I don't know. That to me, like, I always try, you know, I always try to support the W, but it's just certain things over the years where it's very like, help me to help you, because I'm just, I want to be here, but you don't make it easy. So that's my only thing.
Actually, on that note, we just got through WNBA preseason. Why was literally none of that televised? Talk about helping us help you. Like, I would be glad to promote what's happening on the court if I could see it.
It's like specifically preseason, because there is so much buildup for the NBA season. There is so much buildup for the NFL season. And it feels like the WNBA season just starts. And people are like, oh, is that time of the year? I didn't even know. Like, I was watching Inside the NBA on TNT. And Ernie, bless his heart, he like tried to make a segue. He shows a tweet from Candace and he's like, oh yeah, and Candace and the WNBA season is starting on Friday. And Kenny's like, oh, really?
Oh god.
Like, it's like, bro, that's your coworker.
Now I see why Nakia's hate that show.
I don't blame them for not knowing though, because it is a help me help you situation. If there's momentum around preseason, if there's momentum around even a WNBA commercial. I was cooking last night and I heard it from the kitchen. I was like, "Babe, Is that an actual commercial saying that the season is starting in 2 days? Like, what? We needed just a little more leeway. We need to build that excitement. And then it's not just plop, here the season starts.
Yeah.
It's, God, it's a mess, man. I just want them to be better. Like, I want to be able to talk about your league. Like, we're going to do our work anyway. Like, we're having this podcast. We're going to do some preview stuff on the Dunker Spot as well. Oh,
and Jordan be in some spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be in some spaces. Pre-game, Spark, Sky.
I envy people who can do spaces because...
You can do spaces, though.
No. It's you know, they actually... Oh, okay. Because Jared edits a lot of things out for me. So I would just be afraid of saying, you know, crazy shit. And then everybody, before you know it, and they be recording that, not the whole thing, but they screen recorded. Next thing you know, you're on the Summer Jam screen and you cancel. I don't want to go through that. And I hate when I walk up in there and they be like, oh, Jasmine up here, invite her to speak. And then I just let the invitation sit there because I'm like, oh God.
that's a real fear, because it's like a live, podcast. I guess that's how they, yeah. But we're gonna be partying, figuratively, maybe literally, pregame, Spark, Sky, just talking about the fun stuff. But yeah, spaces are. I've done a couple. They're fun.
Okay.
For me, they're fun when they're well regulated.
Yes. Yeah.
There's the chaos space. Like, I feel like I'm in the minority on it, which is fine, but like, the chaos spaces just don't do it for me. It quickly devolves into yelling and mayhem and people just trying to say things that get screen recorded. And it's like, this is loud and fake. Like, I can't pick one.
I don't like too many regular people in there.
Oh, wait, what is whoa.
Jared, edit this shit out.
Nah, that's the podcast intro. We've done it. We have done it. What is that? What do you mean by that?
Like, too many regular people. Like,
repeating it does not make it more clear.
I mean, I would need like a Caius in there or a Jordan in there, like some heavy hitters in there, as opposed to just like Joe Schmo.
I can be
around the normies, Jared. I can see your damn chats. God.
The normal, the peasants without blue checks don't grace my presence.
I don't even know why I have a blue check, to be honest. Nobody knows anymore. Everybody's verified. Well, not Nikias, but he's too cool for it. He's too cool for verification. You see how I saved that?
Great save.
No, that's just not how that works.
How are you not verified? I wish, like, I could give you my blue check. I just got it from the Ringer. They just blue checked everybody. I just woke up, I was like, I had 2,000 followers and I hadn't tweeted since like 2017. I was like, why?
I had a very low follower count when I got verified too. So,
and now look at you on NBA Twitter Live and ESPN programming stuff.
No, they be using your tweets in their tweets in their Instagram pages, so that's more so you than me.
Weren't you like literally on their Twitter show, like for both networks?
Oh, okay. Now I see what you're talking about. Okay, whatever. Jordan, you say things now.
Anyway, the WNBA. It does. Me and Jasmine were talking about this last night. Like, it sometimes is really hard to root for, but it feels like when you are a WNBA fan, you have to come with some armor, a bulletproof vest. You just are like ready to always defend this league. Like, that I feel like is half of my job as somebody who covers the W, is like, well, why are they like this and why is this happening? And it's a bummer. I want to talk more about the amazing players. And sometimes it gets overshadowed with something they're doing that's not right or something that they're doing that could be better. I always, you know, chop it to the NBA at 26 years was a mess. Like, they were, nobody really cared. One team was winning all the time. They were losing money, losing viewership. And the WNBA at this level is doing way better than the NBA was at this point. So putting it in perspective, and when people always compare, the NBA just celebrated 75 years. The WNBA just celebrated 25 years. So there is a huge difference, and there's still so much growth. I think what I'm excited about is that there are people talking about it and wanting to make it grow. And that's, if nobody was talking about it, and I'm over here like, please, Jasmine, Nikias, have me on your podcast so we can talk about the WNBA, then I would be really worried. But it's on the up. And that's what I feel positive about.
That's a really good point. But Jordan's a pro, so of course you would make that point.
She is pretty excellent, can't agree. It is encouraging. Like, you see every postseason, every year, it's like, the WNBA seeing like 40% growth on the broadcast. I'm just like, huh. And this, I feel like I'm tweeting this every year now. It's like, it's almost like if you put the games on television, the people will watch. Like,
it's
visibility is such, like, a big part in growing your league.
It's like you put a commercial out there and people know that the season is about to start. Like, that's amazing. And I just said this on a couple other pods today, but I just want to know about the people that, you know, on Twitter, you see when all these things are getting waived, Twitter is on fire right now about expansion and about there needs to be more roster spots and there needs to be all this growth. And I feel like there's not a, here's what you do if you want to buy a WNBA team. Like, I don't know if that's too simple or like elementary, but there are people that are like, hey, I have money, where do I go? And it doesn't seem like there's enough information out there for people. Like, if I do get a sit down with Kathy Engelbert, I would just say, how would someone go about that? Because we don't know. You had Baron Davis being like, I want to buy a team. You have all these big names, and then it just stops at Twitter because nobody knows what the next step is. Mm-hmm. And people are talking about a developmental league. I feel like it's easier to add another team in a city than to have a whole nother league that starts. But maybe it's easier. I don't know.
How much money do you need? Asking for a friend.
I mean, if you got it, money bags.
Well, if you got it in the savings account, just let us know. I'll put in $5 and we could be co-owners.
You said, I know people who have money. So you're making it seem like it's attainable money. So if it's something, maybe I have. I mean, not me.
But like a group of people, like Ari Chambers, lovely, wonderful human. She was like tweeting kind of facetiously, like, can we get a billionaire to invest? And somebody was like, you actually don't need a billionaire. Like, the Storm sold for like $10 million a couple years ago. And that's a lot, but it's not really.
It's not,
an NBA franchise. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that much.
Imagine if me, you, Nikias, Haley, other people in media who don't suck, all banded together and bought a team or bought a whatever so we could have a team in a specific place, which would be a team. Whatever. Wouldn't that be just so fire? Oh my God.
Amazing. And it's like somebody gave the example of how Angel City, the women's soccer team, like, it's an investment group and it's just a bunch of people that just got together. And that's how there is a professional soccer team, women's soccer team in LA right now. And I don't know. I'm like, what's the first step? I have, again, my $5, but I would love to be a part of this in some way.
Let's get a notes app going and we can say how much we can actually put in. And then at the end, we'll add it up and see. Because I bet you between like us and some other people, especially like Zach Harper's ass, we could definitely get like a cool $4 million.
So we could come up with half of, well, maybe that's the Storm. That's like a championship team. So
you could buy, I feel like you could buy the Dream for like $20 and a bag of Fritos. I'm sorry. Okay. I was in Atlanta and they was like, oh, you want to go to a Dream game? And pew, I was like, pew, sure. Pew, pew. Yeah. And I was like, sure. And they were like, tickets are $6. When I tell you, I was sitting half court. I was on the court. I was a player for $6.
I was, oh my God. Okay, so yes, two man. Things, right? One, that is incredibly reckless. Two, I would have bet everything in my account that this would have been an Indiana Fever shot instead of an Atlanta Dream shot.
And the you Dream can't just overturn their owner. Like, we... We are not putting down the Dream for at least
not putting down, years. But that actually happened where I paid $6 and I was very close to the court.
Well, I live in LA, so that's not my reality because Spires that might are, get you
popcorn.
Yeah. I think they came out with a graphic like the courtside seats, which is still nothing compared to the NBA, but it's like 300 for a courtside seat and the Aces are like 500.
That's not bad.
That ain't
it's not bad at all.
We almost went to a Grizzlies game. Me, Haley, and Makaias. I heard about this. Me, Haley, and Makaias.
Yeah.
You rich.
No.
That's why I'm trying to go into business with you. And I bring my $5. I'll be the face. I'll campaign. And then I just have a crisp $5 bill waiting for you.
Jordan, you're living the life. You're rich. You live in LA. You found love in LA. That makes you richer than most. Like, I'm thinking about moving to LA and I've already put aside the fact that I may not find love in LA.
There's so many reality shows that would make sure that that would happen for you.
White Love is Blonde. It all comes full circle. Okay, on the W season, let's talk on the court for a little bit.
Yes.
What storylines are you excited to follow this season?
I am excited to follow a couple. One is the Sparks. I'm really, really excited to see Kennedy Carter play again. Speaking of the Atlanta Dream.
She's alive.
She is alive. She can play. If you guys don't know, she was suspended. The last time we saw her play was in July of last year. She is a really great talent and I missed watching her play basketball. Like, she's really good at the sport. Who knew?
Not the dream.
But now she's on the Sparks and, you know, just watching her in that preseason game, it just feels like she's so excited to be out there. She's attacking. She really is that scoring guard that I feel like they need. Sometimes the Sparks can go in little dry spells where they don't really score. And she can be that person that's like, we need a bucket right now. And she'll go and get it, which I think everybody needs on their team. Speaking of the Fever, they are a team I'm going to want to watch maybe in the first episode of Buckets 5 on the Buckets YouTube, which drops on Friday. I talk about, you know, how I am excited/anxious for the Indiana Fever because it could work out or it could totally not with 4 draft picks in the first round and like a whole team of rookies. But I compare them to the Hornets where like the expectation is zero. Like all preseason rankings have you last. Nobody is expecting you to do anything. So like now's the time to have fun and show either the Fever or other teams that you are a really good player and what you can do in this league. And so that's what I'm excited to see, like those rookies grow throughout the year.
All right, I got you. Jasmine, where are you? What would you like to see this season?
I'm really just here for Liz Cambage. I'm here for the Sparks. I like the Aces. They're cool. And I'd be wanting to root for the Liberty. And see, this is another gripe that I have with the league. Like, I probably shouldn't even say this. There's so much pushing certain players to the forefront. And I feel like a lot of players get left in the background that I don't appreciate. And you know what the league is like promoting a little bit, along with storylines, betting. So they want us to bet on these games.
Oh no.
I'm not going to do it, but they want us to.
Jordan, are you privy to Jasmine's betting history?
I am not. I have never bet
Well, you live in California. So you're not allowed to bet there.
Oh, I didn't even know.
And that's why
I don't even try.
Well, once I make my migration over to California at some point, I'm hoping that will curb my betting appetite. Because when I tried to use FanDuel up in there, they was like, oh, hell no. So
I love that this is part of your calculus.
Vegas is a quick drive away.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, you've done
Sorry.
It.
I don't know why my eyes just lit up. Wow.
We know why. It went the investment in a team.
Just don't bet that investment money. And then we're good.
I would never let you guys down because we got to go in this together. Anything from you, Nikias? Because I'm going to ask my signature question.
Okay. I am very excited for the Aces. You called them cool. Feels a little disrespectful, that sign. Becky Hammon is the coach. This team is going to shoot threes. They're going to play with pace.
Oh, Lord.
Asia Wilson unlocked. Second MVP soon come. I'm here for it.
I actually am here for it. I don't think people are talking, myself included, are talking about the Aces enough. And I think that's going to fuel them even more. But I was the biggest fan of the Liz-Asia duo, but I actually don't think it worked. I feel like it just clogged up. I took away some of Asia's touches. So now I think she's just going to be like just going back to eating again, like, you know, rookie of the year. Everything is going to flow through her. Kelsey Plum is at 1,000%. They have Chelsea Gray. Every team, every WNBA team is a super team. But the Aces are all of that. And then they have Becky Hammon, who is getting the bag and is finally in a head coach position. She deuced out the NBA, and I'm so happy about that. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Those Vegas Aces, Vegas Sparks games, sorry. Vegas Sparks games are going to be really great.
And, you know, I agree with you. Well, I'm not going to watch a lot of Fever, but I do like Destiny. So that's a reason to watch. Yeah. Anything is possible. Okay.
Anything is possible.
I just never seen somebody with so much swag. And I don't even like the word swag, but my God, she's so drippy.
Yeah.
I don't even like that terminology. Like, who am I?
She brings it out of you. Like, it's a fact. It's a fact.
This is her impact.
It's true. She's a second round pick and she might be starting in tomorrow. Like that, she is, the coaches knew that too. Like I was so surprised that she was dropped to the second round, but the Fever kept her on and I'm excited to see what she does. She's going to get the opportunity. Swag out. I never said that in my life.
So much swag on this podcast.
I'm telling you. So before we close, we always ask our guests like what their favorite buzzer moment. It could be something personal to you. It could be something Laker related. I just use that as an example. But what would your favorite buzzer moment be?
You know, I had one and then I was like, dang, should I use my buzzer beater that I've had?
Are you talking buckets?
Once in my life.
She hosts for buckets for a reason. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go there. I was going to go Sparks, but we're going to go junior year Jordan, which was just really an electric year for my career. I'm talking about high school. Let me preface. This is what I peaked.
Ah, you both played.
It was a great time. This was a tournament situation and we were down by three. It was, I think, 3 seconds left on the clock. I dribbled right side, just past half court, heaved it, still with the form though, so it felt good. Time runs out and I drilled it. And it was a really, really great moment for me. It was awesome.
So you tied?
We did tie, but then we ended up winning.
Oh, okay.
And I dropped 35 that game.
Okay.
So I just felt really good about that overall game. And that was a, yeah, I never thought I'd be that person still talking about high school highlights, but you know what?
You better relive your glory days.
That was a glorious day. And the buzzer went off and we cheered. The best part was I did think we won. I was like cheering and I, you know, I'm a writer. Math is not my strong suit. I will never say that numbers are my calling. So I didn't do the math right. And I thought we won. And then my the coach was starting to draw up a play. I was like, oh, shoot. We're going in overtime. Dang it.
Well, luckily you didn't like Derek Fisher and just like run off the court. So that would have been embarrassing.
That would have been embarrassing. Jordan, come back. You have 5 minutes. Oh, that would have been really embarrassing.
Well, Jordan, I enjoy you as a person and when I can get in touch with you through text. Thank you so much for joining. Your hair goals. You are, I don't know, all kinds of goals because you're like everywhere. Plug all the things Jordan-esque.
Ooh, okay. So make sure to listen to Spinsters, like, subscribe, all those things wherever you get your podcast. And then subscribe to the Buckets YouTube channel where Buckets 5, a WNBA show I'll be hosting this season, will live. Follow me on Instagram at Jordan Liggins, on Twitter at _ Jordan Liggins. I think that's it.
Ooh. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is fun.
I'm just going to say it. One listen through, this Jack Harlow is fire. I know I'm going to catch a lot of shit. I don't know why it's so like taboo to like Jack Harlow. I don't know where that came from, but it's good. It's actually better than something that was recently released. So just get on that Jack Harlow. I'm telling you.
I foresee some interesting mentions in your future.
Oh, I like how you did. Yeah,
have not heard the new Harlow. Like I
put it on Instagram though. Like I said, I'm not gonna say this on Twitter, but I did put that on Instagram just because like I feel like those people know me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I already got like DMs like, oh, future high. And I would never do that on Twitter because
yeah. It seems you don't like getting packed up on Twitter.
Damn. Who does though? And they be so damn ruthless. I think on Instagram, like you reply to my story, only I can see that and I could choose to share that. But mm-hmm. on Twitter, everybody is here for your demise. It's like that Simpsons meme where the whole town just coming through carrying fire torches.
Yeah, it can be a lot. I understand. It's just funny for you to hide your future take. Like, you know, say it loud and proud. You didn't like that one.
It's like doubly hard for me because I'm from Atlanta. So all through college, everybody, ever since then, like, oh yeah, future. I don't even know. To me, future, okay, I'm not gonna go there. But to me, I can't listen to Future unless Drake is with him. So it's very hard. And I never got the appeal because it's like, I can't do it right. But you know what I'm trying to sound like.
Yeah, I get you. You are a voice / tone person, so I can understand why.
Yeah. Remember, I was telling you how I thought Drake's Take Care was perfect, but then they got to that song with Kendrick Lamar and he's like, pine box. And he ruined it. Talk about like that's one skippable song in a non-skippable album. Pick the lock. Why are you talking like this? Sorry.
You glad you got that off your chest?
You know, I think sometimes I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm even keeled. I have very little emotion about this, but then the rough stuff come out.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. A lot. It really be like that. It's fine. I'm just going to say it. I am disappointed in Rihanna. And I say this.
Uh-oh.
Because she has given you the most powerful ally on earth. And I'm sad. Have you seen the engagement photos from her and ASAP Rocky?
No. What do they look like? Is that the ones in the street?
No.
I haven't seen a lot of Rihanna pregnant. It feels like she's been pregnant for like 2 years now.
Well, no. You called her Bonnie. That's tough. But no, there are engagement grills.
Wait.
Yeah.
My tribe.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at this right now.
We got the live reaction, folks.
This is so beautiful. Seriously, I'm starting to tear up. My God. I don't know what's in my future, but my potential husband, first of all, I need a ring, but I need an engagement grill. Ice me out, period.
This is the happiest I've seen Jasmine in like 3 weeks.
I don't know why this is not normalized. Like, hook me up with a bottom grill and let's go do our thing and chill. And we got bars. Oh God, it's full circle. Oh,
God. This is the most exciting I've
queen.
Seen.
No, shout out to that queen, Rihanna, getting hurt. Well, I'm not a fan of his, but I mean, if you can get a man who can give you an engagement grill, are you not winning?
This is like your pride and joy. This is beautiful to watch.
And it makes it makes like all the engagement photos so much better. Okay, I'm done. This is your, I'm just gonna say it.
You are beaming. No, I just wanted to lob it up to you. See, I was gonna keep that in tuck. Like, you know what? No, I'm gonna let her have this one.
Thank you for bringing this into my life because I didn't know this was a thing. I mean, I didn't know about these pictures. I knew engagement grills were a thing.
Well, we know you knew.
I mean, normalize engagement grills. You don't have to go with like, oh, will you marry me? Put on this ring so it shows that I own you.
Wow.
Sorry.
You happy you got that off your chest?
You were late. Now you caught up. Make sure you follow us on Twitter @ You Late. You can follow me at Jasmine L. Watkins. Do not slide up in my DMs unless you're trying to hook me up with an engagement grill. And
the L is for let me see your grill. You can follow me on Twitter @ Nikias MBA. And with that, we will catch y'all next week.
I want to see your grill. Bye, y'all. Man, that was the jam. You see, my grandmama hate it, but my love mama love it. Oh, shit.